Today on Main Menu, I have with me the president and founder of a company by the name of Internet Speech. Internet Speech is a company which allows you to access the internet, email and Yahoo and all kinds of different services over the telephone. Let's welcome Mdad Khan to Main Menu. Hello, Mdad. How are you today?
Fine. How are you, Jeff?
Oh, I am excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for inviting me to speak at your Main Menu to your audience.
Well, thank you for coming. So,
you're welcome.
Tell us a little bit about what is Internet Speech.
Basically, Internet Speech is a company that provides internet by telephone. You know, we are in the information age, and in this information age, information is money, like time is money. So everyone should have the access to the information. And the greatest source of information is the internet, and so everyone should have access to the internet. But the major ways to go to the internet today are computer or personal devices. And not many people have computers. You know, there are about 2.2 billion phones as opposed to about 450 million connected computers. So our goal from Internet Speech is to provide internet using telephone so that it can reach to many more people, and many more people in this world can enjoy the benefits of the internet.
How well has it been adopted for you? Is it really kicking off real well for you? And what kind of feedback are you getting from your customers?
It is actually accepted very well. The service has been going on for about 4 years, and early adopters are visually impaired, blind, and elderly people. There are some digital divide people and highly mobile people as well. And it has been very well received. We have been keep on improving the features and you know, services based on our users' feedback. And the comments we have found from our users are very, very, very good. And you know, they use the service longer and longer every day. You know, as I just have mentioned, we have added more and more features. Right now, users can also listen to streaming audio, and we'll show that in a demo in a few minutes, I guess. And so the usage has been increased significantly. Each user call, I would say, on the average 4 or 5 times a day, and stay on the service 20, 30, 40 minutes per call.
Wow, that's great. Okay. So now tell us a little bit about, and we're going to get into a demo here in just a couple of minutes, but could you tell us a little bit about what does the service provide? We've mentioned mail. And if you go to your website, there's an audio file there that talks also about accessing the Yahoo website. Can you tell us some of the other features that are available through the Internet Speech phone portal?
Sure. Basically, this is a complete internet. So you make a phone call, and you will be on the internet. You can surf any website. You can search any word or words using any search engine. You can access your email, sending, receiving, compose, delete, reply all those features. Also, you can listen to streaming audios. You can do some shopping. You can do directory assistance, weather, horoscope, many other features.
Wow, so you can even shop on there?
Correct.
Okay, well, that's definitely something new, because many of the services allowed you to read your email and also, you know, surf and listen to web pages, but not shop. Well, that's very, very interesting. So, now, what speech is used for reading the actual content from the internet?
We are using LNH RealSpeak, and as you might know, Jeff, LNH was bought by ScanSoft, so
right.
It's basically ScanSoft text-to-speech engine.
Now, we talked about doing a demo here on Main Menu, and thought we'd go ahead and get started into that.
And you can ask some questions during the demo.
Okay.
It is short, but you can ask, you know, of course, the long questions right after the demo.
Okay, great.
So let me call the service, and we will be on the internet together. Just a second, please.
Great.
Welcome to NetEcho, powered by Internet Speech. Please say or key in your 10-digit account number.
After I do that, Jeff, I'll go slowly so that you can hear the main menu first.
Please say or key in your 4-digit PIN number. Main menu. Please select from one of the following by saying the category name. Surf the net. Web search. Stock quote. My email. Today's news. Shopping. Dictionary. Directory assistance. More options. Main menu.
Surf the net.
To go to our popular websites, say popular websites. To go to bookmarked websites, say bookmarked websites. To use interactive spelling, say interactive spelling.
Popular website.
I think you said popular website. Is that correct?
Yes.
Please say your popular website. For a list of popular websites, please say list popular websites.
CNN.
I think you said CNN.com. Is this correct?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm going to CNN.com. CNN.com Breaking News, U.S., World, Weather, Entertainment, Video News. 12:12 p.m. EST, December 19, 2006. Make CNN your home page. Miss USA gets second chance. Donald Trump said today he will allow Miss USA Tara Conner to keep her title. Conner had come under fire after reports she visited bars before turning 21 on Monday. Trump said at a news conference that, though Conner had made bad mistakes, she deserved another chance.
So let me stop her for a second. So that was from CNN, and we can go to any website of your choice using same way. Not only that, we can choose a particular story and listen more about that story. But before doing so, let me quickly show you how email works.
Main menu.
My email.
Main menu.
My email.
Which email system would you like to log on to? You can say Yahoo, Hotmail, POP3, or AOL Mail.
Yahoo.
Accessing your email account. You have 0 new message, 6 total email messages. To read emails, please say, read my email. To compose email, please say, compose email.
Read my email.
This email message is from sender Dina Sanford, subject be at worth or date Saturday, December 16, 2006. Would you like to read this email?
No. That is a junk mail. Let me go to the next one.
For next, say next message. For previous, say previous message.
Next message.
Going to the next email. This email message is from sender support, subject important product update, date Wednesday, August 16, 2006. Would you like to read this email?
Yes. Now, this might be a long message, Jeff, so I'm going to listen only a few sentences and then we'll skip it.
That's fine.
Dear all, we are very happy to announce the following, effective July 31st, 2006, one option to save your favorite links. While surfing or searching, you can now save any link by saying save this or pressing 3. When you hear the word link with a little silence, choose...
So I just skipped this message because this is a long one. Now...
Going back to the previous page...
Let me reply to her so that you can see how I reply to an email.
Would you like to reply to sender, reply all, forward, delete?
Reply to sender.
Would you like to send a text message or voice message?
Voice message.
Please record your message now. Press 0 when done.
Hello, thank you very much for sending this information. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Would you like to send, listen, or record again?
Listen. Hello, thank you very much for sending this information. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Would you like to send, listen, or record again?
Send.
Now, is that send as an MP3?
Would you like to send an email to anyone else?
That'll go as a voice attachment. because I did not choose to select a text email. I chose to send a voice email.
Would you like to send this email to anyone else?
Yes.
To spell email address, say, spell email address.
From the list.
Please say the name of the person or the address number.
Jeff Griffin.
Would you like to send this email to anyone else?
No.
Would you like to send this email to anyone else?
No.
Your email has been sent.
Now, one important thing is that, you know, many websites has too much information, and sometimes it is not a good idea to listen to everything on a page because it will take long, long time to listen to everything. So we have a way to provide the highlights or important information of a page, and then you can choose your favorite topic and listen to that topic in details. To do
main
so,
menu.
We just need to say page highlights, and let me quickly show you how that works.
Main menu.
Page highlights.
Page highlight is enabled. Main menu.
Today's news.
For general news, say general news. For business news, say business news.
General news.
Which website would you like to browse for general news? You can say Yahoo, MSN, AOL, or CNN.
CNN.
Thank you. I am going to CNN.com for general news. The highlights of this page are...
First highlight, Miss USA gets second chance. Second highlight, Pentagon, Al-Fadra more dangerous than Al-Qaeda. Third highlight, carbon monoxide deaths bring storm toll to 14.
Please say first one, second one, third one, previous highlights, next highlight, or form filling.
Second one.
I am going there.
Pentagon, militia more dangerous than Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Posted, 10:45 a.m., EST, December 19, 2006. Story highlights. New. Gunmen steal nearly $1 million outside Iraqi bank. New. U.S. Marine, to insurgents killed in Iraq. Mehdi Army replaces Al-Qaeda as biggest danger. Pentagon finds Pentagon, insurgent. Sectarian militia attacks at 22% in last 3 months. Adjust font size. Washington. CNN, Shiite Muslim cleric Muqtada al-Sadr.
So here you can see, Jeff, she went to the
desired
page and reading only the relevant story.
Sectarian violence.
That's right.
In Iraq for nearly a year.
Go back to the previous page anytime and ask for another story or another highlights.
Going
so this way we can easily navigate from page to page or within a page.
Well, that's great.
The highlights of
and let me now quickly show you
going
another important
menu,
feature, which is the streaming audio. This means that you can listen to most of the music and internet radios using any telephone.
Main menu.
And let me show that to you just by using a song.
Main menu.
Surf the net.
To go to our popular websites, say popular website.
Bookmarked website.
I think you said bookmarked website.
Yes.
Please say the bookmark number.
62.
I think you said
http://emililord.com/mp3s/gal.mp3.
Is this correct?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm going to
http://emililord.com/mp3s/gal.mp3.
Now, it takes about 10 to 15 seconds to download a song, so we just need to wait a few more seconds.
Okay.
That was MP3 song from some URL which was bookmarked directly. But if you don't know the URL for the song directly, you can still go to a website and find it on that website and then listen to it as well. We also have the information how to use this service online. User just need to say easy guide and they can find all the information they need to use this service. Let me quickly play part of that.
To go to our
easy guide.
Welcome to NetEcho, your ticket to unlimited web access using nothing but your phone. Easy guide has five major sections: general information, NetEcho main menu commands, phonetic spelling, keypad entry, and other commands.
General information.
General information. The main menu is the primary access point for NetEcho services. You may select the desired service by using voice commands or keypad entry. You may return to the main menu at any time by keying in ** on the keypad. You may also return to the previous page or previous command by pressing #7. The default is no page highlights, which means that NetEcho will read all contents on any web page. Please say page highlights to listen to highlights of a page, and then select a highlight to listen to a particular topic.
My first question relates to email messages.
Uh-huh.
Now, I noticed you can send both voice and text emails. And
that is correct.
Can you can you describe the interface for text emails? What does that mean exactly?
So the text email, you can use either telephone keypad or your voice to spell the email words. And we use two buttons or two digits for each letter. So, for example, a telephone keypad has ABC for button number 2. So we use 21 for A, 22 for B, 23 for C. Similarly, button 3 has DEF associated with it. So we use 31 for D, 32 for E, and 33 for F. We use this approach because this way you can uniquely identify all the letters. Especially for a blind or visually impaired people, it is difficult for them to press, cell phone users use. You press once for A, twice for B, thrice for C, which is very much time dependent. So in other words, if you press too slow or too fast, then it might end up with wrong letters. That's why we use 31, 32, 33, and 41, 42, 43, and so forth.
Okay, yeah.
And so you can just continuously type your email, and once you are done, you press 99 or say all done. Now, for those people who cannot use the keypad, they can also use the voice for short emails. So you can say like A Alpha, B Bravo, C Charlie. This way you can also spell words by voice, and that will go as text email.
The highlights feature, does that feature work on all websites, or do you have to specifically design your system per site?
No, we don't touch anybody's website, and we support all websites. So this means that would work for all websites. Now, I need to add a few things here, though. If a website has only graphics and images,
right,
no text and no alt tags, then, of course, we cannot do much.
Well, of course, yes.
Right. So in that case, what we do, we still listen to our users, and we visually look at the website and go one or two level deep, links. So in other words, the home page doesn't do much. It's just a gateway.
Mm-hmm.
And then you choose, say, 5 or 6 links that the user would like. So we just bookmark those links for the user. And those links, ultimately, there are contents, right? It cannot be all graphics in all pages.
Well, of course, sure.
So when you go to the contents, it's a standard pretty much, It is designed mainly, unfortunately, for visual people, visually oriented people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you will see font size, color, density,
right,
meaning of the contents. And we incorporate all those and some, artificial intelligence rules to calculate the highlights. And I would say for, all websites, the highlights are good. For some websites, the highlights are very good. For some, it may not be very good. But if it is not very good, you can always find it by saying next highlights, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you can find it on the page. There is a find command we support. So if you are looking for, say, something like, you know, tornado or some specific words, medicine on a particular website, you can then press pound 3, for example, and spell the word medicine. And if that word exists, then she will read that highlight first.
Wow, neat.
So you can reorder the highlights to your choice,
mm-hmm.
and then jump to the content very fast. Also, in case the highlights are not good, or if you prefer to start with something that the highlights doesn't give to begin with, you can also use a mode called link mode. You can switch from highlights mode to link mode. Now, link mode is very similar to a screen reading mode. In other words, it will read from top to bottom of the page, and it will announce and stop by all the links. And after each link, it will announce it, and you can jump into it if you like by saying that one and so forth. So for advanced users, you know, some of them switch between link mode and page highlights mode. But most users use page highlights because that brings the information much quicker to them.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing on the CNN website. It's a pretty busy website.
Yes.
And you narrowed it right down to exactly what, you know, a mobile user, you know, or someone who really wanted to get at the news would want.
Very good observation, Jeff, because, you know, two major contributions we have made to the industry. One is calculating the highlights so that you can get the important information first on any web page. And then once you choose or select a highlight, it goes to the desired page, and in the desired page there are a lot more information than the one you are looking for. And we have the intelligence to calculate that. And basically we use the similar algorithm that our eyes and brain use, you know. We
mm-hmm.
go to another page and figure out, okay, this is the relevant story we are here for, and then pick that story first.
Right. Okay. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about the streaming, because really I think this could be very, very popular for blind or visually impaired people to be able to get at content.
Uh-huh.
Do you support all streaming formats, say, you know, Shoutcast servers and RealPlayer and Windows Media format?
We do major. We don't support 100% yet. So we do media, Windows Media, basically .wma, PLS, ASX, and what is the other one? PLS, ASX, WMA, and MP3.
Okay.
So these are the four we support right now.
Okay.
We plan to support Real Audio next year sometime, and also other audios as well. So I would say right now we support 75% to 80%, and in next few months or about a year time frame, we'll support more.
What's coming in the future? You know, we always have to ask this because people want to know.
Absolutely.
So what's coming in the future? And then we'll talk about pricing and plans and how do
sure.
people get it and all that kind of fun stuff.
Sure. We have a very good roadmap, you know. Our shopping right now supports San Francisco Lighthouse. So basically, we support only one shopping website at this time. But we are planning to bring major websites like Amazon, Walmart, and like that. So that would be one important thing. And one of the important features that users have been asking is searching within email. How do you search an email within your email box? How can you jump 3 emails, 4 emails, and stuff like that? So that will be another one. And as I mentioned, you know, we will be supporting more streaming audios. And we will also provide users to, you know, to some editing capability in their favorite files. So in other words, they would be able to edit their resumes and then, you know, send the resume to someone as an attachment with an email.
Okay.
So this way, you know, it'll be kind of complete internet and complete computer over the telephone.
Right.
So that they, you know, basically get all the benefits of the internet. So our customer support, there are two numbers, 877-312-4638. Or 408-532-8460. Let me repeat that again. 877-312-4638 or 408-532-8460. We have basically two options or two programs. One is program A, unlimited usage. Users can use it as long as they want, and it is only $14 a month. However, they need to call a number in San Jose, California, which means that it might be a long-distance call, but if they have free cell phone minutes or unlimited calling plan, then that would be a good option.
Yeah, most people these days have unlimited long-distance either.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
you're right.
That's not so much of an issue anymore.
That's right. And also, many people use calling cards. They can get two point some cents, I guess, per minute. Now we
or they can use Skype.
Or they can use Skype too. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now we also have toll free for some people who do not have unlimited calling plan. They can use toll free. Toll free is $23 a month for 300 minutes or 5 hours. And if you exceed 300 minutes, then we charge 5 cents a minute for additional minutes.
Yeah, and that's fair. I mean, that's actually a pretty cheap 800 number rate, actually.
That is true. That is true. Yeah, we wanted to make sure that everybody can afford it, you know. Don't just set a price that's not affordable. And there is a one-time setup fee of $20 for either program. And it is month-to-month after first month. So if someone would like to cancel, they can cancel it after first month.
Okay. Now, do you have any discounts? That, like, for example, if someone were to pay for the entire year, or you know, anything like that?
Yes, good point. For the first year, if someone pays for a year, we give the 13th month free.
Okay, great. Okay, all right. And what about where can people find out more information? Where can we look on the web?
Web it is www.internetspeech.com. Again, www.internetspeech.com. On our website, there is a demo. Actually, there are multiple demos. Apart from the flash demo, there are audio demos for flight reservation, shopping, travel reservation, as well as a stock quote and email. And the surfing demo is flash demo that shows the highlights, feature, and so forth, for which you probably need a flash software in the computer.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, MDAD, we want to really thank you for coming on to Main Menu today, and this really does sound like a very interesting and fascinating service. There's some very unique features that you're providing to the industry that I myself have not seen. So this is quite good, and I think people will be very interested to check out more information. We want to thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jeff. It was a pleasure talking to you, and it's great that you are going to broadcast this on your radio so that many of your clients can enjoy the benefits of the Internet using his telephone without any computer.
Right. Well, again, thank you very much.
Thank you.